Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, over the holiday, it'll just be Taryn joining us from the Daily Mix Morning Show. Coming up, we're going to sit and spin at 4:30, 10 songs from the Filthy 15. But first, time for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
I'll do one from today. Gentle people, I used to own a taxi company in Central Washington. One night I was ready to go to bed. The rush was over. It was a weeknight, so pretty slow. All of a sudden, I get a call from one of the bars downtown saying one of my drivers is in there drinking beer. I was like, well, that's weird. He's supposed to be on the shift. Guess I better go check it out. So I pick up my mechanic, who was also kind of the company enforcer. We go check it out. Walk in. He's on his third beer. I said, what the heck are you doing? He says, oh, I'm on my lunch break. I guess I don't need to tell you. I said we snagged his keys and left him there. He never drove a taxi again. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. Liquor and whores out from Aaron.
I'm on my lunch break. Relax.
We should try that. Well, you're a driver. Like, come on.
Yeah, specifically that.
As we move on to the birthdays, guys, I want to wish my boyfriend, Nick, a very happy birthday. He is 38 years old today. He would like a cat giving birth. That from the lovely Selena. Sean's November, quite a month for birthdays, I do declare. My grandpa turned 99 on Sunday. My friend had a baby born last week, but forget them. I know the rules. It is Kyle, a.k.a. Lips, birthday today. I have known Lips my entire life, and I think he is the bee's knees, the big cheese. He is the one. His wife better get dressed up in the cat's pajamas and take him to go get some giggle water tonight. Now, that would be the cat's meow right there. This, I do declare, has got me all messed up. Dealer's choice, guys, on the sound effects. Thanks, that from Morgan.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Liquor and horse, guys. Want to give a birthday shout-out to my good buddy, Andy. Hope he will cheer him up from a rough time he's been going through with the passing of a friend. How about a big old bong rip? Coach Ted giving him some encouragement and dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys. That from Kevin in Linwood.
All right, it's Andy, right?
Yeah, that's the phrase yes, thing? Andy.
All right, Andy. Listen, coach feels your pain, man. Losing somebody close to you always sucks, and it always hurts. Here's the other part of it, too. It's not really going to leave, right? Coach is done with three people passing away in the last 2 years. It'll always be there, and sometimes it'll catch you off guard. But we got to put one step forward. It's like we do it practice, keep moving along, and life moves on. And they would want to see you moving along. You're not forgetting them. You're not forgetting any of it. Like I said, keep in your memory. Let's get back on the horse. Keep going, Andy. You got it.
Hey, yo.
All right. Here you go, Andy. A couple dad jokes. Guys, how do you convert a sofa couch into a sofa bed? How do you convert a sofa couch into a sofa bed? How? Tell her to calm down. Here's a little friendly advice. If you see a toilet in your dreams, don't use it. It's a trick.
That's not a joke. That's just good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could have just left it. And if you see it in a toilet in your dreams, don't use it.
It's a trick. Guys, I just found my first gray pubic hair today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Just wish it wasn't in my coffee. Follow today is my husband Evan's 40th birthday. Please give him a bong rip, a reverse fart, Coach Ted hyping him up for his 40s, and the captain sharing anything he might remember from his 40th. Thanks, guys. That's from his hot mess of a wife, Sarah.
Getting into your 40s. 40s could be a lot of stuff, but honestly, I don't think you have to stress it as much. I feel like turning 30 was a little more of a life-changing event. You got to do stuff in your 30s. Once you get to 40, you kind of got to figure it out. My one piece of advice, try to listen to new music, all right? You don't want to be the old dude at 40. You got to stay current. Some of it, you don't have to like it, but some of it, you might like it. Like espresso.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, my 40th birthday, that was one of the few times I hung out with Jack from Jack in the Box and the Stork from Vlasic Pickles. We were all in Thailand for a convention for people and birds that are into analingus and autoerotic asphyxiation. Anyway, after a full day of huffing paint thinner, the three of us headed to a hamster brothel. Are you familiar with a hamster brothel?
No.
That's right there in the name, Ted. My God, it's a brothel that has hamsters. Anyway, you get naked in a room with four hamsters and insert a baby carrot that you hide in your anus and you just lay on your back with your knees by your ears and let the hamsters do their thing. I'll tell you. It was quite a moment, but that was my 40th. Crunch Berries.
The idea of the captain being in Thailand, you're always like, oh, God.
Had a hamster brothel.
All you crazy guys, my peepaw Big Kev turns 49 today. Wish him a happy birthday. Give him some Coach Ted coaching him out of his 40s. Miles with some dad jokes. And Thrill with the captain talking about whatever.
No.
We'd appreciate it very much, which with much love, that from Carrie and from, I believe, Cadle. That's how you pronounce that.
All right, turning 50. I don't know a ton about it, but I can't be that much different than being like 45 or 46. Here's the main thing I want you to do. And look, Coach is guilty of it. I'll do it. If I get a card for somebody when they turn 50, you give them the card that says, over the hill. I want you to keep count. Somebody throws you a party, you have a party. Every time you get one, you don't tell them why. You just yell out loud, three. Keep count. Let Coach know how many you get.
Had a buddy over the other day for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked, what's upstairs? Didn't tell my stairs don't talk. What's brown and sounds like a bell? What is brown and sounds like a bell?
A well.
Dung. One more. And a phrase this properly.
Nice.
You know, people really be thinking the grass don't be wet in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But it do.
But it do.
But it do.
Do. All right, I was wondering.
Ooh, well, ahoy.
He better not be going back to Thailand.
Oh, no, I covered that in my port and then the hamster brothel. You and a baby carrot in 20 minutes of bliss. Now, in this case, they just wanted to hear random stuff, so I thought I'd share a few things that most people don't know about our fellow mascots. Like Toucan Sam only eats the cereal with breast milk. Lucky the Leprechaun has a full back tattoo of Dolly Parton. Chef Boyardee was born with two penises. And tigers, of course, are from India, and that's why Tony the Tiger actually had a vocal coach. Because when we first hired him, he was like, these are very good. And we... But after a few weeks, he finally came up with a catchphrase that we all recognize now. You have to dig back those whole commercials. This is very good. And now he's... They're great. See, a little bit of vocal coaching, and look at him now. Crunchberry.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BJ.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Count off minutes, we'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. New research says muscle memory can help you bounce back after an extended period without exercising.
Okay.
So basically, just if you've taken a break and then you go back to lifting, your muscles kind of remember how to get back in that shape. So you can actually recover a lot quicker.
I mean, that makes sense because it's not like...
Like, you ever been away for a little while, then you pump up a little bit? It's like, dang, I got...
Well, also, though, the muscles would remember. I mean, it's muscle memory, right?
Sure. Like, right.
I hadn't swung a baseball bat in probably 3 years. If I can go to a baseball cage and slow and hit them.
Correct.
Yeah, we watched
just,
that.
Right, that's just muscle memories.
You didn't miss a one.
I did. That was a perfect score right there.
Right, like, Miles, when's the last time you threw a football?
Oh, God. Probably 10 years.
Right, you can go out there and still chuck it around once you warm up.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, like, I'm saying muscle memory makes a lot of sense.
You can still fire a spiral 100%. I'd bet money on it right now.
Yeah, I never can throw a spiral. Still can't.
Oh, right.
Yeah, my muscles absolutely remember how to throw an ugly football.
Right, they remember that you can't do this.
Yeah.
Deep-fried frog pizza is the latest limited-time offering at a Pizza Hut in China.
China.
Well, people like frog legs. Why not fry the whole little bastard? Or a whole little frog.
Bastard!
Yeah.
Fry that bastard. Ate a ton of frog legs growing up.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
I have never had a one.
He didn't even
cook great.
He just bit them off the back of a frog.
Yeah. We go gigging for them.
How'd you grow up and eat them? Or, Mike, you never gigged a frog?
Nope.
I figure that's what everybody in the country does.
Yeah, we just, you know, gigging frogs and cow tipping.
Yep.
Chewing on straw.
Going so down a few to the times it's acceptable to stand
line
up
dancing on a Friday night, Ted Smith.
Pretty much, yeah. That's more Buckley, not Edom Claw. My bad. Sorry, Buckley.
They got the log show up there. We go there every summer. Good time.
Buckley's catching strays.
Go grab our horses and do roping on the weekends. Go find us a lassie.
No, Ted, I have not. All right, my bad. That's that good.
According to doctors, it's perfectly fine to pee in the shower.
It doesn't matter.
It's according to doctors.
How many years did you go to school?
It doesn't matter,
man. I went to school for 10 years. And this is your revelation.
That's right. Hey, you know what? It's not going to kill you.
Hey, I got one for you.
I mean, are people not?
Right?
I'm in the shower, I gotta pee.
I typically don't, but, you know, if I have to, I will.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't go there for that purpose, but if I got to pee, like, let it ride, man.
I feel like if I take a shower longer than, like, the standard morning, like, five-minute shower, if I'm in there by 10 minutes, just the sound alone, it's like, oh, I got to pee again.
Sure. I feel it. It's totally fine. Nobody cares. It's good. Sanitary in there. There's soap going down the drain anyway.
Yeah.
Cleans the floor. And I clean the shower every doggone week, so it doesn't matter. Nobody should care. Nobody should have an opinion on this situation of what's going down my drain.
Yep.
Just going to use this opportunity real quick. One more time. We are actually getting very, very close with Coats for Kids in Operation Warm. Our friend Taryn Daly has made a basically made a wager that that this crew could not hit $6,900 by the end of our show today. So just another hour and 10 minutes. Actually, just an hour to go before we hit that mark. Need to hit $6,900. We are currently sitting at $6,550. So we are $450 away, which means I need nine people with $50, the price of a tank of gas. Nine people with $50 to go to KISW.com, follow the links for Coats for Kids, and donate to Operation Warm right now. Let's get as many coats on those kids in need as we humanly can here. Once again, it is Thanksgiving week, and we turn our attention to the hosts of the upcoming holiday and what you may want to avoid if you've got people coming over.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things you should never do before company arrives. Sure, like most people, you might want to take the edge off before the guests show up. That fresh stank of bedroom gymnastics is potent and pungent, and applying a scented candle or spray will only give you away. And by all means, try not to ship a fresh bounty down the Brown Canal. If you're anything like our very own Mike Hawk, the evidence of that crime scene remains for far longer than you'd expect.
On.
So think before you stink. Now who's ready for some stuffing? How about you, second cousin twice removed, Bethany?
You know what? When nature calls, I will answer.
Oh, we know. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I did it once in a hotel room. It's like hours before the wedding. Everybody's hanging out. I have my own separate room. Somebody had a little of the ganja on me, and I was like, yeah, come on up, whatever. Didn't really give it two thoughts. People walk in, and they're like, we could smell it. And I'm like, you could smell it? And they're like, it smells like you just pooped. I was like, oh, my bad.
I did.
It's some good stuff. Yeah. Right, you know me. I'm like, hey, come on in.
Let's go.
Damn, Ted, that is dang stuff you got there.
Yeah.
Dropped a hot one in there.
I'm ready for this wedding now, though.
So these are 10 things that you should never do before company arrives. A couple honorable mentions here is waiting to set the mood with lighting. Which I mean,
I don't know that I do mood lighting.
Right. Well,
for Thanksgiving?
Know, setting candles. You want, you know, dimmer lights.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you have dimmer switches, or if you're just going to do lamps, just do it that way. It's getting dark out here, so yeah. You kind of have to establish, are you going to do the bright light thing, or are you gonna darken it down? You're going to do candles, whatever it is. Don't wait that long.
It's also tough, though, because if you're cooking, there's a lot of action to make that meal happen.
Right.
So I'm probably going to have all the lights on, and then... you know what? They say don't do it. Hell with them, Mike. I'm doing it.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys show up. Candles come on.
Bam. Turning your heat too high.
Ugh, yeah.
This is also something that I'll see in the auction industry. Like, we'll go in there to just check out the room before things get started. And it's cold AF in those ballrooms that are completely empty as we're going through. Oh, we're going to talk to somebody to get the heat turned up. And I tell all of them, no.
This thing's
empty right now. It's about to be filled with 400 bodies.
Right.
It's going to get warm in here.
Yeah. And the oven and the stove are going to be on the first at least 2 hours you're in that person's house. People are going to come in. Yeah, it gets warm quick.
You could probably kill the heat in your house for the day and you'll still be totally fine. Don't quote me on that depending on your house, but it's going to get hot in there.
Yeah, when I was in Belltown, as I was on the sixth floor, it was amazing how hot it would be on Thanksgiving.
Oh, everyone's heat coming up.
Right, because everybody's cooking.
Putting out two precious things. Says we love showing off our prized glassware, china, and art, but they're not worth spending a whole party worrying over rather than enjoying your event. If guests aren't allowed to touch it, it probably shouldn't be out. Everything has to be usable, they say. Which,
I mean, that's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what's going to make your life easier? That is my thought when it comes to stuff like that.
I get you.
And I feel like if something's that precious, it's generally up on a mantelpiece or somewhere you know not to touch it.
Right.
And that's why I was thinking people's medicine cabinets, you know. I'm digging in there like, ooh, this looks good.
But you got. Well, I don't know why I'm thinking about Fabergé eggs. But if you had one of those.
Why are you thinking of that?
Risky business. The one got stolen.
Right. All right.
But if you had one and it was out on your, like, coffee table where the hors d'oeuvres were, I might be inclined to pick it up.
Absolutely.
But if it was up on your mantle, like in that movie, I'd be like, that's obviously precious.
You're right. Exactly. The mantle says, don't touch this, just look.
Have a gander at it. Don't touch. They say frantically shoving the coats aside. Again, these are things that you should never do before company arrives. Basically, what they're saying there is establish where the guests' coats are going to go. If you're going to have, like, my old man's going to have upwards of 30 people in his home,
damn,
you need to know where those coats are going to go. Yeah.
Usually on a bed in the closest bedroom.
How many turkeys?
Two.
Damn.
I would throw. There's a certain number of people you reach where it's like, those are going on a bed.
Going on a bed. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Correct. Forgetting about the pets. Make sure that your pups are put away safely if they have a tendency to bite, get in the way, or run out the door. Put the dogs away. It's Thanksgiving dinner. Put them away.
My dog would just be under my table.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm with you.
And as they let you don't beg, she just goes under the table and waits.
Right.
And if your dog bites people, I mean.
Maybe don't invite people over.
Yeah, right? It's biting people.
Man, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, he's fine. He just gets fired up. Like, nah, he's not good dog.
Are you scared of dog? I got a dog. Well, no, I'm not scared of dog. Okay, well, mine's different. He bites.
Not stocking the bathrooms. My God, it's Thanksgiving dinner. Stock your bathroom.
And buy a plunger.
Yes. And have it in view of the toilet.
Yes.
So people don't have to go and ask you.
Correct.
It's right there. It never
is. I disagree.
But it's there today.
Just give them a
half a roll of toilet paper. And there's no. I want them to have to walk out and ask.
Steve.
Why do you need a plunger?
Right.
It's Thanksgiving.
That's dumber than what's cooking.
Right.
Hey, why do you need a plunger?
Well.
What did you do?
Right.
Yeah, and I've never seen this at Thanksgiving. I definitely saw it at a Christmas get-together party once. Don't have sex in somebody's bathroom either.
That's a good call.
Well,
does that happen often?
Well, I mean, what is your definition of sex?
You're uninvited to Thanksgiving.
I'm just saying.
I still brush my teeth in that sink.
I didn't have sex in there.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying, that was enough. I've been at a Christmas party where there's like a bar in a basement that everybody used that bathroom.
Right.
And then the door was locked for a long time. And it's just like, dude, you got to get out of there. People need to pee.
Come on. Give me a minute.
And it was just as shocking me when I opened that bathroom door and you were standing there, Miles, as it was for you.
Okay, then.
10 things you should never do
in here. He's like, it's the bathroom in my bedroom. What are you doing here? Honestly, nothing.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. 10 things that you should never do before company arrives. Being unprepared for gifts. So as if you don't have to search for a vase. Like, if they're bringing flowers and whatnot, have a reception area for it.
I got to give somebody a gift on Thanksgiving.
Right. Here you go. I invited you over.
Right. No, they'd be giving you the gifts. So if they're bringing flowers, have a vase at the ready. If you have table space or somewhere to put something, wherever it is that they're going to put, they're bringing a dish or something like that. The mistake of putting food out too early.
Nah. I mean, you make that judgment.
Yeah, you do.
Look, if it's a hot dip and you show up 10 minutes before dinner, like, sorry, that's cold now.
Correct. Cleaning the floors too late. Save time for all the cleaning, but especially the floors. The last thing you want is a guest slipping on a freshly mopped or waxed floor. My advice, mop it the day before and then sweep it through when you're done doing all the holiday prep. And then this is the last little bit of advice that you should never do before company arrives. Starting a project at the last minute.
Well, no kidding.
If you have something to do that requires organizing, do not start the project even an hour in advance because you're going to run late. Now is not the time. Thanksgiving is one of the most meticulously timed out days.
God, it is.
Of the year. Do not mess with it. You're doing just fine. Police right here in Kent, Washington managed to round up a couple that were harassing local pedestrians, but it's not exactly what you'd expect, Miles.
Who is harassing who then?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Let's get a contest online for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?